And this way you present life when you wake up and you say, I wonder what exciting opportunities are going to pops today. Wow. It's like opening up a Christmas present. Today is like opening up a Christmas present. I know something wonderful is going to be presented in my life. And then I drive down the road and I get a flat tire. And you're thinking, how is that wonderful? Well, I look at it and going, oh, I got a flat tire. When was the last time I got a flat tire? My God, 25 years ago. This is an exciting experience. Maybe I'll meet somebody. Maybe I'll meet somebody new that'll put us in a big business deal. Or maybe I'll meet some wonderful person and share some great experiences and develop a new friendship. Or maybe where I was going, something screwball was going to happen. And maybe I'm being prevented from going further on this road, and maybe it's going to save my life that I got this flat tire. You see, when you start thinking in these ways, life becomes magical. So define your dream. Define exactly what you want. Either be specific, general, or just a feeling. Number two, whatever you're defining, whatever what you want, you must have a burning desire for it, which means a real strong want. Very, very strong want. You have to have high intensity and high amounts of power, because if you have a strong desire for something, the frequency that you're going to be transmitting from your brain is going to have high intensity and high power, and that will create strong magnetic attraction, and then it will come to you much faster. Third, you need to transmit that frequency over a specific duration of time. You can't just do it once for 5 seconds. Now, the question is, how long? Well, should I sit down for an hour a day and just focus on this like a mantra? You know, I want a new car, or I want to pay off my bills, or I want a great relationship. The answer is, you could do that. But none of the people I know, we don't do that. You could. Duration is, remember what Earl Nightingale says, you become or you get what you think about most of the time. So you want to be thinking about this with intensity and power, with 100% belief, and when you think about it, when you're beaming out this energy, when you're beaming out this frequency, you have to be feeling good. That's the indicator that you're in the sweet spot. So the duration is, how long do you do it? As often as possible, for as long as possible. If you're driving in a car, you want to be thinking about it and beaming out that energy. And it should make you smile. And it should make you sing. When you're cooking, be thinking about it. Anytime you're in the bathroom, thinking about it. Right before you go to bed, think about it. Right when you wake up, take a minute or two and think about it. When you're brushing your teeth, when you're taking a shower, think about it. More throughout the day, longer is better, and don't worry about the time when it's going to come. Don't say, I want this new car by Friday. No, you don't know if Friday's the best day for that car, and there are a trillion reasons why it may not be for you. Don't put time limits on it. Don't put pressure and stress on yourself. And the fourth step is, you must believe and have no doubt. The opposite of belief is doubt. If you doubt, which means you're focusing on the how, I want that new car, but I don't know how I'm going to get it. I mean, I don't have any money. I'll probably get laid off from my job. That's doubt. That's lack of belief. No good. You have to have belief. How do you know if you're really in line? In line means, how do you know if your desire is really what's best for you? And how do you know if you have 100% belief? And how do you know if you have strong burning desire? The answer is, when you do this procedure, which is when you think about what you want, which means when your brain is transmitting the frequency with power and intensity, how do you feel. If you have a perfect desire lined up with what's best for you, if you have a burning desire for that desire or that want, and if you have 100% belief or close to it, when you think about what you want, you will feel better. You will start getting excited. It's coming. Christmas is tomorrow. Presents are going to be under the tree with my name on it. And I'm going to open up presents. Yeah, tomorrow. The time's getting closer. You understand? If you feel like that, like, look, it's the 24th of December. Tomorrow's Christmas. I'm getting presents. You know, do you have any doubt? No, it's the 24th. Tomorrow it's Christmas. You're getting presents. You know that. If it's the day before your birthday, you think, tomorrow's my birthday, I'm getting presents. If tomorrow's paycheck day, I get my paycheck tomorrow. You have no doubt about it. Do you understand? So when you're doing this procedure, new car, better relationship, losing weight, new house, move, whatever. If you're in the sweet spot, you will feel like that. You will start feeling exhilarated. You'll start getting excited with anticipation because you know it's coming. The trick is, don't put the timeline on it. The car is coming. I don't know when. I don't know how. And that's the funny thing. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I just know it is. And I can see myself in it. So the feeling is so exhilarating and so joyful and so happy and so fantastic. When you think about it, when you do this procedure, it's as if you've already got it. That's the key. It's as if you've already got it.